From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack on Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed and more than 15 were wounded when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of the militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a military operation. Fighting rages for control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago, and now Iraqi forces are trying to take it back. Iraqi Lieutenant General Abdel Ghani al-Assadi said his troops pushed into the city yesterday. Some 20,000 children are believed to be still trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Agency says very few families have been able to leave. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside American Special Forces troops, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. The U.S. had carried out airstrikes on Manbij in the last 24 hours, which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said killed 15 civilians. Suspected arsonists have burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential center in 2 weeks. Authorities said the building at Altenfelden in northern Austria was deliberately set on fire overnight. No injuries were reported. The Red Cross estimated the fire damage at $335,000, but said it will build a new shelter on the same site. This is VOA News.